Paradoxically, the most direct applications of Da Vinci's researches outside art are to be found within his art. His understanding of physics, botany, and geology vastly enhanced his painting. His study of light enabled him to develop sfumato, the technique that gives the outlines of his subjects their naturally undefined quality. And if he hadn't studied anatomy, he wouldn't have been able to paint the most enigmatic smile in the history of painting, says Fiorenzo Galli, the director general of the Museo Nazionale Scienze e Tecnologia Leonardo da Vinci in Milan. The Mona Lisa has become the world's best-known painting. Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man is the world's best-known drawing. Does that make him the greatest artist in the Western tradition? Even Professor Kemp, who spent a lifetime studying Da Vinci's achievements, hesitates to go that far, stressing instead the Tuscan master's huge influence on other painters. If you were looking for someone who did as much to divert the stream of art, then you would have to keep searching until you came to Picasso, he says. Da Vinci revolutionized Madonna and child compositions and altered the portrayals of narrative subjects and the way portraits were composed. Jonathan Nelson, who teaches art history at Syracuse University in Florence, notes that he was also the first artist to give women realistic bodies, with anatomically identifiable musculatures, but looking soft and feminine. The notion that Da Vinci stands alongside Michelangelo and Raphael at the very pinnacle of artistic achievement is nonetheless relatively modern. Until well into the 19th century, he was seen as a genius, but on a level below the others. As Donald Sassoon, a British historian, has recounted in his book Becoming Mona Lisa, published in 2001, it was anti-clerical French historians who initiated the cult of Leonardo, seeing in him an ally in the fight against religious obscurantism. He was not afraid to dissect corpses. He did not paint halos on his religious figures. Unlike Raphael and Michelangelo, he was never the servant of popes. He put man at the center of creation. Those and other factors have endeared him to a wider contemporary public. Da Vinci abhorred the slaughter of animals and was probably a vegetarian. He satisfies the modern requirement for artists to be outsiders with an eccentric streak, and his creative record chimes perfectly with the spirit of an age that tolerates, even venerates, unfinished work, all the more so if it is cryptic. Surveying the events this year to celebrate Da Vinci's genius, Professor Nelson says, "I think these shows tell us more about us than about him."